Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the new Pokemon starter trio, which fast food CEO had the manliest bite, what we are tinkin' about the Traitors finale, plus our recipe for boy kibble. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up?
Yo, yo, yo. Oh, you know, not much. Just a chilling with my home girl.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
What about a home skillet?
Don't like it. And I never really adopted that.
I feel like you said it in middle school.
My home skillet? No, I didn't say
it. I feel like it was your aim away message, hanging with my home skillet.
It's very possible, actually, but I don't think I ever said it out loud. Hey, home skillet? No. With my home skillets? No. I would have to try it with my fingers to see if it's like, you know, if my fingers naturally remember. No, I don't really type skillet.
You ever have the home skillet at Denny's?
No. Tell me more. Oh my God. I am always craving Denny's or IHOP or something. Like, just a big fluffy omelet. Come on.
I will say one thing about New York is it's got everything. I'll just be walking and then I'll be like, there's a Chipotle I didn't know was close to my house. There's a good restaurant I didn't know was close to my house.
You just said the same sentence two twice in a row.
Yeah, there's an Applebee's I didn't know was by my house. Mm. I haven't seen an Outback Steakhouse near my house.
Oh. Okay, well,
speaking of
keep
food,
keep your eyes open. Yes, please.
Speaking of food, now is Thought Daughter or Gay Son?
Food?
Like, you know, girl dinner walk so boy kibble could run.
Okay.
Are you into boy kibble? Are you familiar with boy kibble?
I'm not familiar with boy kibble.
Do gay sons eat boy kibble and do thought daughters eat girl dinner?
I don't know. Okay, let me think. It's a lot of
questions. Is the dress blue or gold?
It's a lot of questions right off the bat. Boy kibble.
Have you heard of it?
No, but is it like Chex Mix? I
no.
Because boy kibble, like dog food?
Yes.
What do you mean? It's like Cocoa Puffs?
Boy kibble. No. All the exercise fitness guru guys on the TikTok talking about their protein, their gains, their eating, they're showing you their food that they're having for dinner. And it is always just ground beef and like rice and like maybe a pea in there.
I'm going to need a squirt of ketchup. Sorry. And that's why I'm never going to have cum gutters or whatever. It's over. I need some ketchup. No.
It does give bland. I'm always like, is there a sauce on that?
That's why
I see it all the time.
Bring your own ketchup. And you know what? Oh my God, Corey. The ketchup industry is right there with, you know, when we were talking about the dish soap industry fixing their bottles so the squirts at the bottom. I'm sorry, but the ketchup industry's there with it. The squirt on the bottom, no runny, no water ketchup.
I feel like they've had ketchup squirt on the bottom before. Oh. It's ketchup squirt on the bottom walked so dish soap on the bottom could run, for sure.
Okay, well, you know, it wasn't always in the budget for me, and now it's in the budget. Okay, squirt on the bottom.
Well, here's...
Who's up squirting on the bottom? Raise your hand. I'm squirting on the bottom.
Clap if you squirted on the bottom. So boy kibble.
Yeah.
It's giving, you ever have, you Does Crouton get the farmer's dog or whatever?
Oh no, but they wish he did. They're always they're always listening, and they're always always putting their ads in my ears, and I'm like, you can spend all you want.
Yes.
You can spend all you want, but
baby, if you look for listeners, if you don't know what boy kibble is, but you do know what the farmer's dog is, looks very similar. Actually, I would say the farmer's dog looks like it has more ingredients and is probably more flavorful than the boy kibble. Mm.
Well, boy kibble is just kind of like an umbrella term for like unflavored basics to optimize.
I don't know. They could put a little paprika in there.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with a little bit of paprika?
I'm like, can you put Greek yogurt on your boy kibble and pretend that it's sour cream?
Ooh.
Can you?
Yeah, good. I love Greek yogurt though. What makes it Greek? Because I was
Athena Dion made it.
I was reading the side of my Greek yogurt and it didn't say Greek anywhere. And I was like, just because you say oikos or whatever doesn't make it Greek. And I'm reading every label. I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's listed somewhere in the ingredients, Greece or whatever. And I'm reading. Nowhere on the packaging does it say Greek. So I'm like, have I been duped? Have I been got? Is oikos or whatever, is it really Greek? Because if it were, shouldn't they say it? Is this like, you can't say that it's champagne if it's not from Champagne? You can't say it's Greek if it's not from Greece?
Baby, Greek yogurt is associated with Greece because it is a traditional, centuries-old staple of Greek cuisine.
Okay, ask your little Google if oinkos...
Known locally as stregagisto, which means strained yogurt, obviously. Mm. Which was popularized internationally via corporate marketing. Are you familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Notably by Fagier yogurt. Not to be confused with oikos yogurt.
Okay.
Its thick, creamy texture is achieved by straining away the excess whey, resulting in higher protein and lower sugar.
No way.
It is a traditional diet.
Oh. What is
for many
this?
Greek and Mediterranean.
What is this? You know what? Speaking of Greece, let this all be a lesson. Let this all be a lesson to all of you.
You said that.
All of you drag queens. Yeah, you. Who think...
Speaking of drag
who
queens.
Who think that they want to be a non-entity for Snatch Game. When you be an entity, open mouths get fed. Mikey Meeks on Drew Barrymore. Do you see Athena Dion on Greek?
Oikos yogurt?
No. No. Do you see an anonymous Greek woman inviting Athena Dion onto her talk show? No.
To be fair, Rue bullied her into that role. No,
you know what? And sometimes people have to... I understand your concern, but I don't have the same concern.
Do you think a good drag king name, Burlington Throat Factory?
Absolutely.
I walked by one when getting my hair cut today, and I thought, oh, Burlington Throat Factory.
That is a grinder header waiting to happen. That is, it's just too many characters.
If you lived nearby.
If you worked there.
But my friends call me Burl.
My friends call me Throat.
Okay, got it. Continue.
Burlington.
Mikey Meeks on Drew Barrymore.
No, now I'm on Burlington, honey. The Burlington.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
No, good for Mikey Meeks. And you know what? If you want to go on and collaborate with a celebrity in mind, feel free to impersonate them in the Snatch Game. You might even get a message in the finale, a video message sent by whoever you did.
Like Judge Judy
did. Sure, but you're not going to get... Actually, what we really need for this finale, what would actually be funny, is a random Greek woman making a video for Athena Dion for the finale and sending it
in. And saying, I felt represented by you.
Yes, you did a great job. Oinkos.
Oinkos. The pigs like yogurt.
There's only one way to find out. Crouton doesn't mind it. Sometimes I'll give him a little
a little on his lick, man.
Yeah, though, you know, I have to cycle him out of different flavor profiles. He gets real sick of things real quick.
Yeah, as you would too if you're eating boy kibble every day.
No,
you want some ketchup.
Couldn't be me.
I could
eat boy kibble every day with just an ounce of ketchup. I'm good to go. Count me in, count me out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, dang. Do you think, like, you ever lick in your plate?
Lick clean? My plate clean? No, I'm not Michael Rapaport. Girl.
Not that he was giving more of a Chevelle.
I cannot.
I'm talking lick the plate clean.
Lick the plate
is
clean.
Is that like humans? Is that like humans' version of a lick mat? What's our lick mat? Why don't we get a lick mat?
Girl, you ever go down on a guy and it's giving lick mat? And it's like, girl.
Because his name's Matt?
No, you got to exfoliate, honey. The textures. No, it couldn't be me.
No, I've never had a lick mat.
Girl, yeah, have you ever licked a mat? I certainly have.
For sure.
One of the most common gay names is Matt, and you're talking to one of them.
I saw an article on Queerty that was like five most popular gay names, and Matt was number one.
And Tyler was number two. Yeah, I saw the same article.
They tag you in it?
I tagged me in it.
Hey, wait, speaking of New York, you know a famous Pisces who just celebrated their birthday here?
New York? Tiffany Pollard?
No. Oh. Younger.
Who?
More prone to bullying on the pod.
Corey Cool? That's not true, though, because we're in the past.
Millie Bobby Brown celebrated her birthday in New York.
Okay.
And the Empire State Building TikTok.
Oh, here we go.
made a post celebrating her for some reason. And it was just like a rotating footage of the Empire State Building lit up while playing her version of her singing Imagine.
Yes. Okay, you got me. I'm in.
And I thought, are they dragging her?
No, they're just
on her birthday.
They're just getting in on a little fun. Whoever is running that Twitter account, thank you for having a little bit of fun.
I don't even know if she went to the Empire State Building for her birthday or if she was just in New York and they caught wind of it.
Okay, I need to know. So we have Millie Bobby Brown singing Imagine.
Doesn't she go by something else now?
I'm sorry. I thought
she was going by Amelia Bedelia Bajovi Bajovi.
Amelia Bedelia Bedovi Jadovi singing, yes. Imagine.
Okay.
Is there a specific part of it that went viral? It's like, you may say I'm a dreamer.
Yes, that was the part that was playing over the Empire State. Why aren't the queens on Drag Race lip singing to that?
Great Pregunta. Or are you more of a Maleficent Bobby Brown singing Imagine? Or a Halsey as Malsey singing
a voice inside my head.
I don't want to hear either. I
kind of want a mashup. If we were in the right timeline, Glee would have done a mashup and had both of them on. Please. There are people pulling strings, people in power pulling strings, not pulling the right strings. If I had all the power in Hollywood, Glee would be back on the air. Malsey would be in the house. Maleficent Bobby Brown would be on set. We would have the mashup ready to go. And you know what? The people deserve it. But you know what? The executives can't handle it.
Hold on. I think even better. I think reboot the entire Glee franchise and cast Millie Bobby Brown as the Lea Michele.
Well, they're calling it a Glee boot.
Okay.
So before we pitch it to the network heads, we need to be on the same page. We're calling it a
hey
Glee
sharks.
Boot. Hey sharks.
Have you ever wanted to hear Millie Bobby Brown play Rachel Berry?
There's a lot that we need in the Glee boot. You know what? In the same way, have you ever seen that tweet that was like Ellen was a necessary predator in the ecosystem of Hollywood, in the sense that she would consume somebody who goes viral by having them on and essentially cut them off at the knees before they had the time to become Costco guys. And then we have the Rizzler, you know, like
before they were able to give five big booms for your dead
uncle. Yes. So she was necessary to the ecosystem to get them on, get them out, on to the next. Glee kind of had the same effect. And we don't have something like that in pop culture to digest, you know, to the extent of, okay, now we have to move on to the next piece of pop culture, next piece of music, next piece of whatever. We don't have that anymore. We need a Scary Movie is back, which is good because it's one of those, you know, it helps us digest the pipe culture. But we need a little bit of Glee for that. Come on.
Hey.
Did
you see that fan ask Abby Lee Miller if she was on coke while filming Dance Moms?
And you know what? Good for the fan. Good for the fan.
Did you see it?
I did see that.
Was. Abby Lee Miller. Was that at a college speaking engagement?
Oh, I thought you were quoting Wendy Williams just now. So I walk into the gay club, and who do I see sitting in her wheelchair? Abby Lee. What is
Abby
it?
Lee Abby Miller. Lee Miller
in her wheelchair. It looked like a college speaking event, and good for her. She's booked and busy, blessed.
The audience gasped when the young lady said, "Now, were you on coke during Dance Moms?"
Well, that's a big question. How long was Dance Moms filmed? Certainly you don't mean, were you on coke the entire time?
She replied, "I was making $10,000 an episode." Did the girl go, "So is that a yes?"
I didn't understand her reply, because I think she was implying, I don't know what she was implying, like that
she could afford
that
it.
That she could afford it, or that she couldn't afford it.
If I can't afford it, then I guess I'm going to steal it. Because
what I got from that was, oh, so maybe you were, like, you could, if you, that seems like the budget's healthy, and a sniff or two is not going to break the bank.
Has anyone been Abby Lee Miller for Snatch Game?
I don't know.
If they have, it must not have been done well, because not memorable.
No, I don't know. Write that down, though, because it's not a bad idea. No, I never caught much of Dance Moms. Was she giving coked out?
I think we'll have to ask Grace and Mamrie, because I think they've seen every episode. Okay. But I don't think I've ever seen a single episode. I've seen clips. I don't think I've ever watched a full episode of Dance Moms. Mm.
Okay.
Should I binge it?
Well, it's similar to Housewives, where they're accusing each other of doing coke in the bathroom or whatever.
Is it? Yeah. But is it like back when TV shows used to have 22 episodes a season?
Oh, yeah. It's giving that a little bit.
Oof.
I don't have it in me.
Oof. I don't know. We'll get Mamrie's cliff note.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. Now, I don't know if you know this, but March includes International Women's Day. It's a moment to celebrate women's strength and progress while also recognizing how much they carry every day. Between caring for others and managing unseen responsibilities, their emotional well-being can easily be overlooked. So we just want to remind women how much they matter, and that therapy offers a space for them to take care of themselves in the ways that they deserve. So, if you're looking to think about the roles that you play, the expectations placed on yourself, and the pressures that you feel, therapy can help create balance, set healthy boundaries, and support overall well-being for everyone. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works, with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp is there for you and your therapy goals. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I did watch all of the America's Next Model.
ANTM?
ANTM documentary, which they call Reality Check, colon, America's Next Model. So I think, are they going
to
just...
Are they opening doors I think they're about to keep this?
This is going to be a series for all the different reality TV shows. Which I would love to see different ones with contestants and judges giving, and, you know, like the Biggest Loser.
It's giving there was a Biggest Loser one. You can watch
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's on Netflix. Was it the same thing? Was it the same
Was that
people?
Called Reality Check? I don't know.
Either way, it's giving... I love the 90s. I love the 2000s.
Yeah.
Which
I appreciate, which I think, again, something that helps us digest the culture, helps us process what's going on around us, helps us memorialize, remember, you know, the things of our past. I think we need a little bit more of that. And VH1, what are you up to? What are you up to? Is VH1 still alive?
I think it died.
Girl, it's all over.
VH1 cycle ghosty of the year.
They talked a lot about UPN because UPN is who played America's Next Top Model is kind of hard to say.
It's really a tongue twister for you.
ANTM. A lot of talk about UPN.
The UPN frog? Was he mentioned?
No. He was. I feel like I'm getting gaslit. It was not the UPN frog. Was it the UPN frog? No.
No, wasn't it?
No. The frog?
Yes, the UPN frog.
No, he was somewhere else. They imported him.
The Warner Brothers frog?
No, different frog. Oh my God, I went to Disneyland yesterday and you know Mr. Toad?
No.
Different than Frog and Toad.
With...
No, not Frog and Toad.
Who's Mr. Toad?
There's a whole ride about Mr. Toad. I was like, okay, well, there was no wait. So I said, let's see what Mr. Toad's about. It was scary. It was apparently Mr. Toad is a crazy driver and you're in his car. You're in Britain, maybe in the 1940s. And there's
a frog can't reach the pedals, Mom. Oh, of course.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know that to be true. There's cops following you throughout the whole ride. I was like, this is not conducive with my edible. This is like actually nightmare fuel. And you don't see Mr. Toad once. I was eyes peeled. Where's Mr. Toad?
I'm sorry you had to experience that.
It was.
Let's hold space for your trauma.
It was traumatic for me. Thank you. The UPN toad, UPN frog.
You insist that it's the Warner Brothers frog.
No, he was somewhere else. Oh my God. Let me Google.
Well, if you can't say America's Next Top Model, if it's truly that much of a tongue twister, you can always say Pot Leadum.
Hold on.
Did they discuss Pot Leadum on the ANTM?
They did. Hold on. And we will get to that. Hold on, because I've done something. I think I've fallen into an alternate universe. Okay. So I Googled UPN frog. Okay.
Yes. We've talked about this before.
No, we have not talked about what we're about to experience. It took me...
Michael J. Frog?
It took me to Michigan Jackson Frog.
What?
When was his name Michigan Jackson Frog?
I don't know. This is traumatic for me. You know how I feel about frogs and toads and the ilk.
He was the star of One Froggy Evening. And it's him. He has a top hat. It's, you know.
He's given hello, my darling. Yes, hello, my baby. Yes.
Oh. Okay. I'm so vindicated, per usual. The WB frog.
Yeah.
Not the UPN frog.
Listen, there's a lot of frogs in this world, unfortunately.
Did WB merge with UPN? Where did UPN go?
I don't know. Did those frogs fuck?
Oh, my God. Okay, so we can go back to Pot Leadum.
Did those frogs feud?
Pot Leadum.
Do you think they had a rivalry?
Pot Leadum.
Did clip. Those frogs have a heated rivalry?
Clip. Clip. What does clip mean when she says that? And Michael Rapaport was saying it, and I said, I hate that now. I never loved it, and now I hated it. Clip.
She's trying to cut you off, clip.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so you're asking if the WB frog and the UPM frog had a heated rivalry. Let's explore that. I don't know.
I've moved on. I was just trying to get a segue to discuss potential Psychobabble Feud of the Year nominee. Did you hear who's fighting this week?
Girl, who? Can we? There's enough violence.
McDonald's CEO takes a wimpy little bite of their gross-looking burger versus the Burger King president who had a big, manly bite of his burger. The CEO, the CEOs were fighting, honey.
You know what? And this is what...
Whose side are you on?
This is what we deserve if we indulge it. You know how they should really fight? You know how we should really have them duke it out? Who can pay their employees more? Fights! And let's see who wins. I will not be judging my CEOs based on who can take a bigger bite, though I love to watch. That's
who can stop funding genocide in Palestine.
Yes, who can perhaps even stop union busting? Who? Let's see. Ooh. I will not take the bait of McDonald's CEO versus Wendy's CEO, and I saw Burger King CEO. Where's the Arby's CEO? Who's got the beef? I want to see them all duke it out on who can really pay their employees.
Go off, King.
And when that happens, I'll be satted and seated.
But until then,
I'm in Arby's.
You'll be eating your boy kibble.
It's boy kibble till then. And though I will say, ooh, that dumb burgers looked good. I was like, I would have a bite. I would. What can I say?
I'm sorry. I thought the McDonald's one looked disgusting. Oh. It looked like it got ran over by a car.
That's the appeal, baby. When was the last time you went to McDonald's? It's not supposed to look billboard ready. It's supposed to look, you know.
Well, that's what I saw was like his looked like he really rolled through a drive-thru and got it. And then the Burger King one that I saw, the guy was in the like Burger King test kitchen where they beautify everything. And it was like wrapped fancifully.
The bun had Botox.
The bun, yes, indeed.
Yeah, well, you know, okay. And
do you prefer a CEO who does a dainty bite?
Kinda. Why not? It would be funny if one of them did it a little bit kooky. They're all trying to be normal humans. You know what I mean? Like they're trying to be like they're like, this is how a human eats a burger. So I'm gonna show you that. Do something. Get a little bit in your. We are like 3 minutes away from the Duolingo owl eating a burger or something stupid. Get me out.
Do owls like burgers?
There's only one way to find out.
Hey, speaking of all this food, did you see who shit their pants on Survivor?
You know what? I didn't. I'm behind, and so and I saw somebody tweet us last night. They said, "I've never watched Survivor, but Corey and Tyler are talking about it on the podcast this year, so I guess I'll have to tune in." I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm behind.
I'm sorry if you showed up for episode 2 and you were seated and you saw somebody shitted their seat.
Okay, who shitted on them?
Well, here's the thing. They had the blur budget, Mama.
Oh, so they didn't show who?
The poop. No, they showed who. They showed them waddling away with a, you know, the waddle.
I actually don't know the waddle. I've never been there.
You've been there. He walking out to the ocean with shame on their face and a blur and their khaki shorts.
Okay. Who was it? Oh, was it Charlie?
Was your girl Christian?
No. And maybe was it in Ziering?
Yeah, he was very matter of fact. Although he did give a they were
he trusted the fart. Was it a trust the fart?
Oh, absolutely. He was mid conversation. He was trying to do a SBD.
Yeah. Silent but deadly.
He trusted the
okay,
fart.
Okay, well, first of all,
froze.
When you're mic'd, nothing is silent but deadly. This is an amateur mistake. What season was he from? My God. Mike's picked things up now.
Wow. Well, he thought he could get away with it, and he didn't. But during his like confessional discussing it, he was acting like there was a long line of Survivor contestants who've shit their pants on the island, and I thought, maybe there has been, but I don't think we've seen it.
I don't remember. He's a reliable narrator to me, so I trust him. And I think he absolutely has the intel from people who have been like, oh yeah, I shit on the island. They didn't put it in the episode. He knows. And he's opening doors for people to not be ashamed of it. Good for him.
Well, what you need to know is that coconut water is a natural laxative.
Okay.
So, like, that's all they're out there consuming. So I'm sure survivors shit their pants all the time. I just wasn't expecting to see the Blur budget while he waddled out to the ocean and turned back to the cameraman begging him not to follow.
Oh, wow.
saying, you don't want to see this.
No.
But then what I thought was funny, though, was the next time we see him, he's now got a brand new pair of green shorts. And I keep thinking, did he shit his khakis so badly that they had to swap out and get him a new pair of shorts? Or did he just have a backup pair?
These are the questions.
Either way, kind of the Survivor producers to get him a new pair of shorts if, in fact, he really soiled the other ones good. Does shit come out of khakis easily?
No.
Not without an easy squeeze Dawn bottle.
And that's what I've been saying. No, and on that island, they do not have what you need to get shit out of khakis. Why are you bringing khakis to the island?
They make them wear what they wear. The true fans know they're all wearing something similar to the first time they were out there.
Oh.
How fun to like go back though and try to find a similar shirt to the one you wore the first time you were out there. Because like, you know, when they come back, all their clothes are probably ruined and stained,
ruined.
And ripped and torn.
I still have the wigs from when we did the race. So like when we go back, it's not like I'll have to find a replacement wig. We have the wigs.
Baby, it was almost 50 degrees in New York yesterday. I ran in my black pullover that I wore for the majority of season 31.
Yeah, so we're ready. Yeah, and if they're like, find a replica of what you wore on the race, I'm like, okay, well, I wore a black tank top in anti-sweat material. I think I can find it.
I have to ask you,
are you committed yet to a Gen 10 starter for Pokemon?
They've just released the new
starters.
Yes, Mama.
We have the grass type is called Brout. It's like a little bird.
It's giving Angry Bird. I heard the lore is that it's going to evolve into a huge, fat sumo wrestler bird.
Oh,
for the big evolution.
I love seeing people's predictions of what it will, like people designing what they would love for its evolution lines to be. That's kind of fun. I also have heard that they're going to get multiple types. So like people are suspecting that Brout, this grass type is going to be grass electric.
Oh damn. That'd be
fun.
That's
what people are hoping for, thinking about.
Yeah, they do a lot. They do a lot of the split, dual typings on the starters these days nowadays.
Okay. We also have Pombon, which is the fire dog type of little Pomeranian.
So cute. Looks just like my brother's Pomeranian. First thing I did was text him a picture and say, oh my God, they finally turned Harley into a Pokemon.
It's cute, but, and for somebody who loves dogs, it's maybe my least favorite of the three.
Wow.
And then there's Gekwa, which is like a water type gecko, cunty gecko with eyelashes.
I'm obsessed. It looks like a little alien to me. I love the cunty eyelashes. I was deep in the lore. They were saying how ever since like Primarina, they said the water type is always gay. They said the water type is always yesified and has been for the last like four generations.
And she kind of is right there. People are hoping it'll be like water poison or water dragon. I don't know what the fire one is being suspected to become, but like fire fighting, which is usual.
Fire ground,
which I would
They've done a lot of like firefighting.
I hate when a Pokemon is a dual type and one of the types is normal. Like, okay.
Grow up.
What are you? Be something. Normal?
Evolve.
Normal.
Well, my ranking is Greckwah first, Pombon second, Angry Bird third.
Wow.
And that's coming from a habitual grass type starter.
Oh, wow.
I can't name one bird I like in the damn Pokeverse.
No, not even that toucan. I love that toucan. What's its name?
I am hard pressed to find a bird that I like.
No.
Talonflame, I guess, is the only bird I like.
Oh, that's crazy. I do like that. There's like an electric bird that I just caught in.
That's fairly new. I don't even recall. Vault bird.
It's pretty. And I like that Corviknight or some shit. That Rokidee evolves. I don't know what any of these Pokemon are called.
Yeah, Corviknight kind of slaps. Yeah, I'll give you that.
The dark blue, and it's almost like dark purple. Ooh, it's chic as hell.
You love a royal.
Yeah,
blue.
It's very beautiful. Okay, I think I'm going. Ooh, it's hard. Maybe Brout, Gekwah, and then Pombon.
Wow.
No, I take it back. Gekwah, Brout, and then Pombon. Gekwah, I think, is my number one.
I'll definitely be leading with Gekwah.
I need to see what they turn into before I make a decision. I can't really commit. Also, I saw somebody notice that Brout has really distinct eyebrows. Pombon has kind of like a little pompadour hair. And Gekwah has really cunty eyelashes. So it's kind of like...
They're all going to be wigging out.
Yes, it's a little bit like, oh, okay, the accessories, the embellishments, the primped, the prodded, the dragified,
beautiful gowns, gorgeous starters,
gorgeous starters. Yes.
Damn. Did you have 2 minutes to contribute to the end of Traitor season 4 before we go?
No, we can talk about it next week.
No one's gonna care. I barely care now.
Okay. I was happy with Rob. I love Ron.
There was a Rob. There were two Robs and a
okay,
Ron.
Okay. Ron posted on his Instagram a reel of him yelling about cheering for Rob, and he's all, murder all the faithfuls. Yeah, Rob. Yeah, I'll have to send it to you. I loved it so much. It was kind of iconic. You didn't see it.
No. I'm happy with Rob winning. Sure. Was I bored with the season since whatever week Candace got eliminated? Absolutely. The writing's been on the wall for 5 episodes.
I don't think the writing was on the wall.
It absolutely was. They tried everything they could to make us think Rob wasn't going to win by himself when it was very clear.
No, I thought it was like very up in the air of will Mara trust the right people?
No, and I think it's interesting that in all the episodes, all the challenges, like you always see the people, there's so much content is filmed in the drive to and from the challenges. And if you're watching, you notice they usually like rotate the cars and they like make people shuffle seats. So if the people you ride with there aren't the people you're riding back with, I'm like, oh, crazy how they let Rob have an entire day with just him and Mora when there were 5 people left. They've rode to and from in the car together. I know part of it was because they did pick to do the helicopter part of the challenge. I think that was a mistake by Tara and Johnny to not try to break them up. But it's like he had an entire day to convince her, to pinky promise her to come up with this plan for the two of them to vote out Eric. And she just bit it hook, line, and sinker. I hope I would be mad at him if he bought her a Birkin, or I saw Eric was now asking for a Rolex or something, and I would be disappointed if he bought either.
Well, he was on Watch What Happens Live giving her her Birkin.
Oh, so I missed
it. It's done.
Well,
it is done. And I'm fine with that, and it's cute, and it puts a little pin in it, it's whatever, and I'm ready to move on. But, like, they, I thought he played a really great game. I thought the other traders played terrible games. All the other traders played terrible games. Candace was terrible. I'm sorry, but Candace was terrible. Like,
I just don't think, I unfortunately don't think, as fun as the Housewives are to watch them in the turret, and I think they're great at giving confessionals, I don't think they have the strategic mindset to be traitors. It's like,
well, the ones that we've experienced so far, maybe they could, and maybe with the right other traders, they could, we could really see them shine. I think that there's a place for Real Housewives on the traders. I just don't think they found the right balance. Like, the reunion felt so, I'm not here to watch a Housewives reunion, and it felt like it was edited as such and hosted as such and participated as such. I'm like, there were at least 5 or 6 people we heard one word out of.
It's so weird. I saw a quote, I forget who it was by, and I'm going to mess it up, but it was like something about, it was like half the people who are fans of the traitors aren't even fans of reality competition reality TV shows, and they don't watch other competition reality TV shows, and it's like they don't understand the inner workings of it from a competition reality standpoint. Like, it, to me, it feels like such a disjointed show. Like, I wish it would just be all competitive people who knew what they were doing. Like,
yes,
I thought the final six, like, if you had told me before going into the season that was the final six, I would have said all 6 of them probably shouldn't have even been cast. I'll give it to Rob and say he played a great game, but I think the other 5 of the final 6 shouldn't have even been there to begin with. I think they were so far out of their league as far as like being on a show like this and having the necessary tools to like find a traitor.
Yeah, I get what you're on to about like if we had a the traitors equivalent of the challenge, where it's like all these different competitive reality TV stars in a psychological game instead of a physical game. That would be interesting to me. But yeah, I kind of agree. Some of the people feel like they were riding the experience instead of taking charge of it until it was too late. Like you kind of see the skaters take the reins, but it's too late.
And it's like, that's why I said, that's why I'll absolutely give Rob props as a trader. I don't think he's the best to ever do it. I still think Sari played a better game than he did. But it's like watch, like he was smart. He took out competitive people. They took out strategic, like the Survivor players, the Big Brother players. Like, I think that was very smart, but it makes it a boring experience, I think, for those of us who do root for those types of people.
I will be excited for the civilian version.
I am too. And like I said, I think I talked about this on the pod, but I had watched like Canada season 4 over Christmas break when I was like in Canada and I could watch it for free there. And they did like a half and half season, like the first US season, where it was like half celebs and half normals. And I think the casting was so well done on that. I think the normal people that they cast were fans of the show and knew how to play and showed up ready to play. And it made it so much more interesting than trying to do a full thing with celebrities when there's people who show up and I don't know, are just collecting a paycheck or I don't know what they're doing there.
Well,
anyway,
another one wrapped. We did it.
All right,
Corey, well, where can people find you?
You can find me having boy kibble. I'm going to try. I'm going to slap a little ketchup on my boy kibble and give it a whirl.
I recommend just a little bit of ketchup, and you're going to love it.
Right.
Okay.
What about you?
You can find me eating the scraps of the CEOs after they push away the food because they're done filming their one bite, and they're like, I get this shit away from me. And I'm like, give it to me.
Love that.
Thank you.
Love pink.
Love. Okay, bye.
Bye.